أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور، الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور، ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. صدق الله العظيم. As we all may have recognized that these are the opening verses of Surah Al-Mulk, what we generally know as Tabarak Alladhi. The surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Makki period before the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with regards to the virtue of the surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called the surah a protector. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also referred to it as an emancipator. In one hadith, the surah will emancipate and protect a person from the torment of the qabr. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in the Quran Sharif, there is a surah that has 30 ayat, 30 verses that will argue or intercede on behalf of its reciter. And that surah is Surah Tabarak Alladhi. In other words, this particular surah. So when we look at this surah, we will find that it protects us from the torment of the qabr. It will protect us on the day of Hashar, that is the day of Qiyamah, and it is a surah that will intercede on our behalf until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. In one narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person Jannah and he is emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. So with regards to the surah, before we begin the surah, we should make a very, very firm intention that we should try and recite the surah at night. Number two is we should try and by heart the surah. And number three, let us try and absorb the meaning of the surah and the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this particular surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Blessed is he, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hand is the sovereignty, in whose hand is the kingdom. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. When we look at this word tabarak, very simply, although we translate it as something that is blessed, something that has barakah, but the commentators, the mufassirun, have stated that when tabarak is attached to the word, or to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is in the meaning, it is in the meaning of exalted, the most high. In other words, most high is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadihi, in his hand. Now again, we should understand that this is Quran. All of us will understand what is a hand. All of us will understand the word yadun if we had done some Arabic. However, the word may be understood, the meaning of the word may be understood, but its implication, what is the deeper meaning of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all hands. And this is from amongst the mutashabihat of the Quran, that something, perhaps we may know the meaning of the word, but we will not know the implication of it 100%, or sometimes we may not know the implication of it at all. And here some of the commentators of the latter times have said it refers to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would refer to the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in his hand, in his control, biyadihi al-mulk, is all the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of the entire universe, the kingdom of the akhirat, the kingdom of mankind, the kingdom of jinn, the kingdom of the animals, the kingdom of the fish, the kingdom of the birds, every kingdom, the creatures that are crawling on the ground, those that are within the ground, all of it, total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His lofty and exalted state, that is Tabarak. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has power over all things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full control of absolutely everything. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His greatness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about His power and His might in another way. Allah says, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who created maut, who created death, and He is that being who has created life. Now here, one question that may arise, that if death would have been non-existence, then there is no creation of something that is non-existent. But here, the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that He has created maut shows that maut is not a state of non-existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought us into existence from a state of non-existence. But when man dies, when man passes on, leaves this world, then although his ruh has been extracted, his soul has been extracted from the body, he is not in a state of non-existence. He is still existing in many, many ways. He will go into the qabr, and in that state, he will be questioned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then he will either be the recipient of the rewards from Allah, or he'll suffer the torment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. But that is the reality of it, that it is an intermediate period between this world and the hereafter, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqal maut, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created maut. In other words, maut is an actual creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal hayata, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created life. Now the question would be that as far as our eyes can see, life comes first and then death comes. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has first spoken about death, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about life. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do this? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our understanding change the order? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us and deliver to us a very, very simple message, and that is that all of us are definitely going to leave this world. Fortunate is that person that realizes that and understands. And when one understands that we are going to leave this world, then obviously we will prepare for the hereafter. And that is in actual fact the real life. That is the everlasting life. That is the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant, the life of pleasure, the life of happiness. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here brings to our attention that Allah has created maut, and maut has been brought first, because that should be our focus, that we all have to leave this world, and whatever the journey thereafter, the qabr, the akhirat, that journey we need to prepare for. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test you, that which of you bring the best of deeds. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear that this life that Allah has given us is a life of tests from Allah Rabbul Izzat. The test of this life, this whole world, this whole life of a person is like he is in an examination room, not sitting and writing an examination paper, but this whole life is a practical test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through, a practical examination that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts us through. When the bell rings, then obviously we will all leave this room of the examination of this world and continue our journey towards the hereafter. One very important aspect that Allah Rabbul Izzat draws our attention to is أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you has brought the best of deeds? That is why when we look at how deeds will be calculated in the hereafter. It will not be counted. The farz we have to do, the wajibat we have to do, the sunnat muakkada which we have to do, but insofar as our nawafil is concerned, there is no counting of these deeds, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be weighing it. And here Allah Rabbul Izzah shows, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is not the number of deeds that we bring to Allah, it is the quality of deeds that we present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ikhlas, the sincerity, that lillahiyat, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Almighty, and Al-Ghafoor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-forgiving, that despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would forgive us if we turn to Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.